The Pied Piper of Hamelin by Robert Browning. In Germany, hundreds of years ago, the residents of a small village called Hamelin were hopelessly plagued by one particular furry nuisance, or so the legend goes.
Rats, they fought the dogs and killed the cats, and bit the babies in the cradles, and ate the cheeses out of the vats and licked the soup from the cook's own ladles, split open the kegs of salted sprats, made nests inside men's Sunday hats, and even spoiled the women's chats by drowning their speaking with shrieking and squeaking in 50 different sharps and flats.
The village leaders were desperate to rid the town of the rats. While meeting at town hall to develop a plan, a stranger suddenly appeared.
His queer long coat from heel to head was half of yellow and half of red, and he himself was tall and thin, with sharp blue eyes, each like a pin, and light loose hair, yet swarthy skin. No tuft on cheek nor beard on chin, but lips where smiles went out and in. There was no guessing his kith and kin.
Because of his strange, multicolored clothing, the fellow called himself the Pied Piper. Pied being an old-fashioned way of describing something with many colors. The piper promised the townspeople that he would lead all the rats out of the village for a tidy fee. The mayor quickly agreed, and the Pied Piper raised his flute to his lips.
And ere three shrill notes the pipe uttered, you heard as if an army muttered, and the muttering grew to a grumbling, and the grumbling grew to a mighty rumbling, and out of the houses the rats came tumbling. Great rats, small rats, lean rats, brawny rats, brown rats, black rats, gray rats, tawny rats, grave old plodders, gay young friskers, fathers, mothers, uncles, cousins, cocking tails and pricking whiskers, families by tens and dozens, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, followed the piper for their lives. From street to street he piped advancing, and step by step they followed dancing.
With the rats gone, the villagers rejoiced, but when the Pied Piper asked for his payment, the mayor went back on his word and offered him only a tiny sum. So the piper picked up his flute once again and began to blow.
There was a rustling that seemed like a bustling of merry crowds jostling at pitching and hustling. Small feet were pattering, wooden shoes clattering, little hands clapping and little tongues chattering, and like fowls in a farmyard when barley is scattering, out came the children running. All the little boys and girls with rosy cheeks and flaxen curls and sparkling eyes and teeth like pearls. Tripping and skipping, ran merrily after the wonderful music with shouting and laughter. When lo, as they reached the mountainside, a wondrous portal opened wide, as if a cavern were suddenly hollowed, and the piper advanced, and the children followed. And when all were in to the very last, the door in the mountainside shut fast.
With that, the children disappeared, never to be seen again. And the people of Hamelin learned a harsh lesson about keeping a promise.